Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning and welcome to Yarra Valley FM. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land of which we are meeting on today, and their leaders, past, present, and emerging. You are listening to Schools In. And we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. My name is Clancy.
And my name is Jet.
And my name is Tabitha. We are so glad that we can spend the next half an hour filling you in on the news from Badger Creek Primary School.
Today on the show we'll have a mix of music, some news from around our school and upcoming events at Badger Creek. But first, let us introduce ourselves. So, Tabitha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Jet. I love dancing, playing music, and singing when I'm older. When I'm older, I'd like to work as a childcare worker like my mum. Hello, Clancy. What are your interests?
Thanks, Tabitha. My passions are camping and going to military vehicle shows and car shows with my dad. When I'm older, I would like to be a soldier in the army or a policeman. What can you tell us about yourself, Jet?
Thanks, Clancy. I like gaming, mountain bikes, and basketball. And when I'm older, I'd like to be professional at video games. So now for our first song. We hope you enjoy it.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
That was Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. You're listening to Schools In Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. Jet, would you like to get things started with some news?
Back in the second week of school, all grade 5-6 students packed up our suitcases and caught the train to Southern Cross Station for our city camp. That's right, the grade 5-6s spent 2 nights staying at the urban camp in Parkville. Since we live an hour away from Melbourne, it was cool to go on this camp to explore Melbourne's inner suburbs and central business district. The urban camp is located in Royal Park next to the Melbourne Zoo, and we use public transport for all of our travel to see lots of cool things across the 3 days. Some of the attractions we visited included Parliament House, the Immigration Museum, MCG, the National Gallery, Queen Victoria Market, the Melbourne Museum, MSAC, and the Old Melbourne Jail, to name a few. We even got to have dinner in Chinatown one night. It was a lot of fun, but it was pretty tiring. A few people fell asleep on the train on the way back to Lilydale Station. I think it's a really great way to have started the year because camps help us get to know each other better, as well as getting to know our teachers. How did you find camp, Clancy?
I found the camp lovely, and I really enjoyed the MSAC, but I found that we didn't have enough time in the wave pool. What about you, Tabby?
MSAC was actually my favourite thing in camp, and as you said, Clancy, we didn't really get enough time in MSAC, and the wave pool was my favourite, and by the time we got out, I was tired and dizzy. Since we've returned from camp, we have done some writing pieces that capture small moments from our time away. Some of these were fun times, whilst other pieces were about the things that didn't go so well, like when some people felt homesick. Where going to tell the story of camp through the writing of grade 5-6, so sit back and relax while you listen to the fabulous writing our students have been doing.
Here are some writing pieces about our trip to MSAC, the Melbourne Sport and Aquatic Centre. Here we went there on the first night of camp. Here's an recount from Ava H. The wave started. I headed towards the deep end. The wave started to get bigger and bigger each step I took. Then I couldn't stand, so I had to help myself up by kicking my legs. I saw one of the biggest waves yet. It swallowed me up.
Here is a piece that I wrote about MSAC. After standing in the line for what felt like forever, I stood up on the obstacle course and I jumped over the first obstacle and started to realize it was a lot harder than it looked. Beginning to climb up the first ramp, I almost fell a lot of times and saw the ramp that led down. I decided not to waste time and went down it, but flipped into the water. I reluctantly went back in the line to go for another turn. MSAC was fun.
Grade 5 student Layla wrote about the diving boards at MSAC. I looked at the 3-metre diving board and decided to give it a go. As soon as my foot touched the slippery, wet stairs, I started to regret going up. It was my turn and my heart started to thump like crazy. I was looking around trying to find an excuse. I bet if you looked down, you would run away like a tiger was chasing you. That's when the chanting started happening. Everybody was chanting my name. Layla, now or never, I said to myself. I hyped myself up and screamed on the way down. This time I was really glad I jumped off what seemed like 10 metres, but really it was just 3 metres.
Alexander wrote about the same experience, the terrifying diving board. A wave of fear swept over me. I was staring down a 3 metre of a straight drop, trying not to imagine the immense painfulness of immediate contact. Come on, I was trying to not look down. I took a deep breath and stepped onto nothing. I could have screamed, but all the air in my lungs rushed out. For a second I felt nice, and then I heard the wind rushing out of my ears, but then I felt the contact splash.
Here's the final piece of writing about MSAC by our classmate Paige. And the waves are starting, announced the MSAC worker. Yes, finally, Layla laughed happily. Yay, I shouted, jumping in the water. Now don't grab the side when the waves are going. You might slice your fingers. His voice boomed. I was so confused, but I'm not risking hurting myself. Waves started and everyone screamed. I went under and the waves still pulled me backwards. I looked up and saw Layla, Lexi, and more of my friends in the angry water. I could only hear screaming and the waves thrashing against the walls. It was so much fun.
Okay, now for our second song, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm, that's what people say. Mm-mm, but I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off. Shake, shake. I shake it off, I shake it off. I never miss a beat. I'm lightning on my feet. And that's what they don't see. Mm-mm, that's what they don't see. Mm-mm, I'm dancing on my own. I'll make the moves up as I go. And that's what they don't know. Mm-mm, that's what they don't know. Mm-mm, but I keep cruising.
In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Now for some more writing about camp. This is Bella's piece about the Queen Vic Market. On camp, we went to the Queen Victorian Market. There is a lot to see there, like clothes, shoes, toys and jewellery and food. We caught a tram and then we had to walk to the market, which was not fun. You could only bring $10, so with that money I brought a mood ring and lollies. After that, everyone bought hot jam donuts, but sadly I didn't have enough money to buy any. And then we went back to camp. I want to go back there again.
Next, we have some writing from Ava telling you about the old Melbourne jail. During the tour, we saw a tree growing off the top of a wall. The roots were reaching down to the ground. We heard lots of stories, like one of a three-year-old who got locked up just because he was poor. There was a girls' ward and a cemetery, but they all got knocked down. And now has a basketball court and buildings that are now our MIT, RIMT University. It was so fun and interesting. I would definitely go back.
Alira wrote about the National Gallery. When we went to the National Gallery of Victoria, we got to see a lot of interesting exhibitions. In the college exhibition, there were these cute little statues and some kids' activities like draw a BFF or video making. I took a couple of photos and they turned out really cool. There was a huge statue in the middle of the NGV of a cute creature holding another cute creature who looked like he was dead and went all the way up to the second level.
Catching public transport was something new to most of us, so Olivia wrote some instructions on how to catch trams. Here they are. 1. Find your tram or train station and work out which way the tram or train needs to travel. 2. Sit on the seat or go against the fence, but don't cross the line. Get on the tram or train when it comes. 4. Sit down or hold onto one of the hangy things if you don't. If you don't, a sudden stop might send you flying. 5. Press the button or pull the cord so that you can get off at your stop.
And for our final camp writing, we have Cooper reflecting on the MCG. Heading to the MCG was a real highlight for me. We got to go in some of the rooms that we wouldn't usually be able to see. There was the media room where all the players and coaches got interviewed, the change rooms where you could tell by the name the players get changed. They had all Melbourne Star stickers and posters up because they had been playing at a Big Bash cricket match the night before. We also learned the capacity of the MCG is 100,000 seats. Okay, now for our third song, Old Man Emu by John Williams, and hope you like it.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? I'm battled it, da-da-da. While the eagle's flying round and round to keep it 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I can run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a kangaroo. Was the model for the 50 cents. Um-ba-da-da-da-da. The designer should have had more sense. Um-ba-da-da-da-da. If you take a look, it'll prove to you I ran the pants of that kangaroo. But I do. Take a look, it'll prove to you he ran the pants of the kangaroo. Like a cockatoo, um-ba-da-da-da-da. Swoop and toss like an albatross, um-ba-da-da-da-da. You silly galah, I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try to talk. Why, me and them's like cheese and chalk. But I do. You can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the last time I saw old man emu, um-ba-da-da-da-da, he was chasing a female he knew, um-ba-da-da-da-da. As he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty, um-ba-da-da-da-da. Flash can sing, but he ain't pretty, um-ba-da-da-da-da. Duck can swim, but he can't sing, nor can the eagle on the wing. Emu can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. the kookaburra laughed and he said it's true. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. We can run the pants of a kangaroo.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
That was The Old Man Emu by John Williamson. You're listening to School's on the Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School.
One of the most exciting things that happened this year was our special assembly last Friday, 21st of February, where our local state MP, Cindy McLeish, came to our school to present the school's leaders with their leadership badges of 2020. This is a very, very special occasion as we take leadership very seriously at Badger Creek Primary. At our school, every grade 6 student has to have a leadership position, and we have an hour of leadership class each week where we work on things to make our school better, as well as doing specific leadership jobs that we were awarded to proceed to the process of applying for the positions was pretty scary, as we had to write a letter of application to the principal and we then had to have a job interview with a selected panel who then chose the leadership job for us. Even though we felt a bit nervous beforehand, I think everyone was glad they did it. I am one of the media leaders, so I have to take a lot of photos of cool things happening around the school. The other media leader and I make all the PowerPoints presentations, the videos, and get played at assembly. Last week we made a news report on the 5-6 camp, which got lots of laughs when it was played in front of the whole school and parents. Being the media leader is a really cool job, especially since we both love technology. What is your job, Tabby? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
My job is a dance leader at our school, and it's new to our school, so I'm the first one to ever be a dance leader, which is very special to me because I love dancing, and I'm just happy that I got dance leader. How about you, Jack? Can you tell us a bit about your leadership role?
I got the transport leader, and I just have to organize stuff about bikes and all that, and the bike pledge and stuff with bikes. Next month, in the last week of term, all students from grades 1 to 6 will be climbing onto 6 buses and heading into the city for the day to visit Arts Centre Melbourne. We're lucky enough to be going to see a play called Charlie and the War Against Grannies. It's a live theatre performance of a book that was written by Alan Brough. He's a pretty famous television personality that many people know from the music game show Spicks and Specks. I haven't read the book, but some students from our school have, and they say that it was pretty funny. We can't wait to see it for ourselves. Usually when we go into the city for performances at the Arts Centre, we get some free time and have lunch in a park before we get back on the buses and return to school. Sometimes we eat on the lawn near the wave sculpture between the Arts Centre buildings. Other times we've been to the botanical gardens. Last time we went to the playground at Burrell Mall, which of those places do you hope we get to see this time, Tabitha?
The place I want to visit for lunch next time is, I'm not really sure, but I'd like to maybe just find a nice quiet spot. How about you, Clancy? Which one gets your vote and why?
I really like the wave sculptures because they have nice shade and everything, and I'm just really excited for the trip.
On Monday, the 3rd of February, the second week of school, the grade 3-4 students from Badger Creek set off on their camp to Waratah Bay in South Gippsland. There was a mixture of nervous and excitement when the students left, as many kids were away from their parents for the longest time ever, two nights. That's right, they were away until Wednesday, so that meant two nights sleeping in cabins with their friends, and from what we heard, they kept the teachers up late with lots of talking instead of sleeping. At least that means they were having fun. During the daytime, students got to do some really great activities, including a rock climbing wall, rock pool, fishing, completing an obstacle course, blindfolded, a tire swing where your team had to get across a ditch. If one of you fell in your team, would have to go back to get across to go back to the start. For most people, their personal favourite was the flying fish, and enormous rope swing that went up to 5 metres high, depending on how brave the person was. One of the teachers, Mr. Klingon, went all the way up to 5 metres and then swung with no hands. I don't think he'd do that again, as he span round in circles and looked like he was going to vomit when he got off.
We interviewed four grade three fours about their thoughts on camp. The students were Paige, Malia, Toby, and Harper. The first question we asked them, what was their favorite activity? Paige said it was the treasure island, whilst everyone else said that they couldn't stop the flying fish.
When we asked what their favorite meal was, everyone agreed that lasagna was the best, except for Paige, who was a big fan of the pancakes.
We also asked the students to rate the camp out of 10, and these were the scores. Paige said 9, Malia said 7, and both Toby and Harper gave the Waratah Bay camp 10 out of 10.
The last question that we asked them is whether they would go back to Waratah Bay camp if they had the chance to. Malia said maybe, and the rest said yes. So it sounds like it was a pretty fun experience for the grade 3-4s. 2 years ago, all the current 5-6-6s got to go to the same camp. I wasn't at Badger Creek Primary at that time. But how did you find the camp, Tabitha?
I can remember the time when we had this challenge with my friends to see who would get across the rope activity. And I lost because I was a bit too slow and I caught my foot in the rope, and the lunches were great. And I remember we went to this park for lunch, and we were under this little tunnel. It was really nice, and I loved it. What are your memories of Waratah Bay Beach Camp?
I remember going on the flying fish and going all the way up to the top and seeing all my friends in their groups looking up at me on it. And then when the other people went up to the top, we could all see them. And in the bunks late at night, we would all stay up and mess around. Now for our fourth song, Count On Me by Bruno Mars. We hope you enjoy it.
Uh-huh. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
That was Count On Me by Bruno Mars. You're listening to Schools In on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School.
Kayaking has become a really popular sport at our school this term, with grade 5-6 students participating in 2 separate kayaking events already this year. The first one was kayaking on the lake, which happened this week, where kids went to Lilydale Lake and had some kayaking lessons from helpful instructors from Kayaking Victoria. It was the hottest of days, but a lot of kids still enjoyed falling out of their kayaks. Students also got to do some cool activities like running over other people's kayaks and playing catch. There were 26 students participating, which is over half of the students in grade 5-6. The second event is actually today, when we have 10 students participating in the Upper Yarra School Sports Association kayaking on the river event. Kayaking Victoria was running this event once again, and our students will be able to use the skills they had at practice on the lake and try out competing in a race. We are really proud of everyone who is representing our school today, and we'd also like to thank all of the parents who drove students to these two events. You went to kayaking, Jet. What can you tell us about the event? Is there a memory that stands out for you?
Well, I remember when we had to walk across each other's kayaks, and then my friend stood on the front of my kayak, but then just stayed there, and then it sunk my kayak.
Well, the time has come for us to say farewell. A big thank you to our teacher, Miss Drill, for driving us here, and to all of the students who helped us with the writing of the script by contributing their ideas and words. Thank you to my parents, to the parents as well.
Thank you also to our educators for helping us prepare for today.
Thanks for listening to us this week on Yarra Valley FM.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.